entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
All the caregivers around the world today, it's time to lift you up, it's time to celebrate. Good afternoon, and welcome to Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned. Got plenty of that stuff. And with me on the board today is Bobby. Hi, Bobby.
Yeah, hello. How are you?
Nice and sunny today. We had enough rain this week, I think.
Yes, that's enough rain, and I am very thankful for those little caramel candies.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. So with me, I have, as always, my best friend, my co-host, and my sidekick, Lynn Thornley, on the line. Hi, honey.
Hi, I didn't get caramel.
Oh, I'll see you later. I'll bring you a caramel.
Okay. It is beautiful out today. I'm kind of feeling that we're getting towards October. It's going to be just gorgeous.
Yeah, October's always my favorite month, so hopefully
it'll be so fast.
The October that I remember when it's nice during the day and cool at night and cool in the morning.
It was very busy this week, but I understand I missed a dining experience.
Yes, you did.
Tell me about it.
So there's a fabulous pretzel truck on Starkey. It's on Starkey Road in Largo. It is just south of Almerton. On the left-hand side, and it's Ollie's Pretzel Truck. And so I heard about it, and I went there the other day first for a taste test. And I got, it was a pretzel stuffed with ham and cheese. Delicious. I brought it back. We took some taste. And then the next day, we went for lunch, and we got a pretzel dog and a stuffed cream cheese pretzel and a salted pretzel. And they're just, oh, my God, they're so delicious. And you know, my husband Tom loves those pretzels, and it just doesn't take too much to make him happy, so that was a really good thing. So you guys need to go see. It's Ollie's Pretzel Truck. Ollie is the wife. Tim is the owner. Tim's there.
I saw it. I think it's like an RV, right?
Yeah. So it's right on Starkey, just a little bit south of Almerton. So, you know, support a local business, a guy trying to make it with really good food. No GMO, no preservatives, no whatever. So,
Wow, what a great thing.
Was really good because, you know, it was a little bit of a tough week this week. You know that, Lynn.
Yeah, it was trying, and it's not over yet.
Well, you know, I went through some issues with my fabulous husband Tom, and you know, we've been together since we're 19 years old, and it was a difficult week. There were some misunderstandings with some different things, and so it was difficult, and it was anxious at times, and but you know what, it was also very tender, and it was very loving, and it was very kind. And I wouldn't miss those parts for anything in the world. So, you know, I've facilitated over 2,000 support groups and workshops and stuff, but when you're in it, it's different.
Isn't it totally different? Everybody says that.
Yep, I've been in it, I've been out of it, I've been in it, and I'm in it. And, you know, I got one phone call and it made me so upset. I couldn't think straight, I couldn't talk, I couldn't type on my computer. But I'm grateful for all the good parts of it. And yesterday we did a peanut butter and jelly. Tom loves peanut butter and jelly. So we made a whole bunch of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I actually did the peanut butter and jelly dance.
Yes, I videoed it for you.
So it was fun. So just I want our caregivers to know out there, you know, make the best of every situation because you can.
Yes.
All right. And our newest listeners.
Yeah, I want to hear about those.
We have Jeannie from Atlanta, Georgia, Luann from Edison, Ohio, and Tom from Idaho.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome, welcome.
Welcome. Well, listen, have a great show as always.
I will.
I'll see you later.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
And we have our first guest on the line today. Her name is Lorraine Carey. She's the author of Lady Sitting, My Year with Nana at the End of Her Century. Hello, Lorraine.
Hi, how are you?
Joyful and grateful. How are you?
I have to say, thank you.
Yeah. You know, I always say all the time when people say, how are you doing? I say, I'm joyful and grateful. And sometimes they look at me like with a little crooked eye, and I say to them, you know, some days I'm joyfully challenged, but I'm always grateful.
Amen.
Yeah, so I'm so glad you're with us today. I only got your book yesterday, but reading through it, I love it. I don't know if you know, I wrote a book about my last 18 months with my mother. So
yeah, and I have not been able to I feel so unprepared coming on to this, not having read it.
It's okay. We're all good. So like I said, I love the book, and you took care of yourself. Tell our listeners a little bit about your background first.
Sure. My own writing background, mm-hmm. or a background with my grandmother.
With your grandmother.
My grandmother was the, the book starts out talking about being spoiled.
Mm-hmm.
Which, of course, in the Black community was the thing you must never, ever do, not
right.
be spoiled. But I was so deliciously, luxuriously spoiled with my grandmother. I was kind of the introvert, slightly weirdo kid of an extrovert mother. So when I went to my grandmother's house, which was a suburban house with grass and trees, we lived in a three-room apartment in the city. Not only was there nature and bugs and trees to climb, but also just quiet.
Yeah.
She let me also do things. There was choices all day long. They bought me a little record player, mm-hmm. My grandparents did, and let me put records on myself, and I was very careful with the needle.
Yeah.
They had a piano, and I remember picking out music on it all the time. She was Nana was a baker, so I baked with her. She did embroidery. She did sewing. It was just beautiful. She had all these dress-up gowns.
Wow.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. You know, when you talk about someone, this makes me think my grandmother lived in Rhode Island, and there was chickens there and everything else. I lived in New York. And my aunt used to live down the road, and I used to walk down there, my aunt Mill, and she taught me how to bake, and she taught me how to knit, and she let me do stuff other people didn't let me do, too. It was very cool.
Partly it's the freedom to do these things. It's also, I found with all of these, people call them craft, but in fact, for me, as the writer I became, these were my little portal
mm-hmm.
back into other senses.
Right.
So until my kids were half grown, I did not have a blender. And my husband said, you're like a woman from another century. Like, you could plug something in. But it was like being with Nana, learning how to make a doll,
yeah.
was
precious.
Was my way back, and it was my way back to what ended up being a great deal of my work.
Which yes,
writing books and imagining other people's lives.
Yeah, I just love it. So, tell us about how the journey starts with Nana.
Well, the journey with Nana started. She lived in that same house, that two-story neo-colonial house, and drove into work in Philadelphia, where she took care of a small parcel of sort of raggedy little apartments.
Mm-hmm.
She did that until she was 94 years old.
Wow.
Driving every day.
Wow.
She worked half a day, and she only worked, it wasn't every day, it was 4 days a week.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what Nana did. And just when I asked, how are you? If you had asked Nana, how are you? She'd say, well, I'm here by being careful. And that tells you something about Nana's idea of her own control
mm-hmm.
of her destiny.
Mm-hmm.
So she didn't say, I'm here by the, you know,
by luck or by the grace of God or whatever.
Grace of God. Or, no, right. I'm here.
Because I'm careful.
Because I'm careful. Well, you know, other people are careful too, and they get drop on their head. she worked from home after a car accident. It was actually very close to her. She worked close to our house. The reason I have this house in South Philadelphia is because I loved coming to see her at work, and loved these. Philadelphia has tiny little row houses.
Yeah.
The one I grew up in had a porch. These had no porches, and you could walk downtown. I loved that.
Yeah.
Nana drove there. She had a car accident. Our daughter, coming home from high school that day, saw Nana's car.
Oh, no.
Which had plowed into one of those bollards that they put up
on
the
gas
station to keep people from running into the gas tank. And Laura looked at it, and she saw the car, and she saw the... She said, Mommy, I told my friend, oh, my God, that looks just like my grandmother's car. She said, but I couldn't believe that it was Nana's car. She said, there was a place in the windshield where you could see the head had hit.
Oh, goodness.
So, you know, so that Nana managed. Oh, sorry, work at home.
It's okay.
Nana managed. She seemed to get better. She had lots of kind of work to do to rehab herself.
Mm-hmm.
She had a stroke later, which she called not a stroke. She said it was tennis elbow. We said, Nana, you'd never play tennis. And she just laughed. But the way she managed was at every step of disability, she figured a very careful workaround.
Yes. I love that.
She did. It was amazing. It was also so hard to watch.
Yeah.
To leave her house when I went over once, twice, three, and it ended up being four and five times a week. To leave her house, lock the door, and know she would go up the steps on her bottom. To know that if there was any kind of emergency, she would not be able to get out. But for the sake of her independence,
right,
her insistence, that's what we had to. It was so hard. She finally had an infection, sort of a run-of-the-mill infection.
Mm-hmm.
Her body couldn't do anything about it. Her doctor said, yes, do take her to the hospital. And the social worker basically said to us, well, you know, where is she going now? Because they would
She can't go
not.
Home alone.
No, you can't.
Right.
It was appalling, so.
Right.
Nana did not have a plan B. So we were her plan B, or as my husband said, I was her plan L.
So you ended up moving in with her.
What we ended up doing was bringing her to our house.
Okay.
My husband's an Episcopal priest. We lived in the rectory next to the church.
Mm-hmm.
So we were not in our little up and down row house. We were in our own
nice
house, which was larger than our own rectory, which was larger. So she had an entire half of the second floor, like a little bedsit apartment. There were windows on both sides, and on the third side there were French doors that led out to the roof of a porch. So she had windows on three sides.
Lovely.
A long place. So she came in. We had a hospital bed and a chair rail that the Sunday school kids loved to ride in. and she moved. She lived with us. She was supposed to be in hospice. We thought she would live between 6 weeks, maybe 6 months. And toward the end of the 6 months, she was getting stronger and better, and she said, "Oh, honey, you guys are taking such good care of me. I can't die."
Aw.
And she lived a year and a half.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So, when you were taking care of Nana, occasionally you had to tell her some little white lies. Is it sometimes necessary? Is it necessary to lie to people that we love?
I don't know if it's necessary.
I think sometimes it's just compassionate.
I
think it depends.
I still can't say that had I had a different character and maybe a better one, I would not have needed to. Maybe that's true, maybe not, but it just felt like, it felt to me like she had so much to deal with, on the one hand. It also felt like I did not know how to care for her if I had to care for her with constant conflict over things where both of us
it's just not necessary.
Wanted control.
Yeah.
But it really is about control. So Nana would have been happy to pay the lady who was our main nurse for her what they called the family rate, which means Nana was happy to pay her less than minimum wage because it was like she had taken care of Pop-Pop, and therefore she was like family. They had enjoyed each other's company. After Pop died, Miss Gertrude would come over and hang out with her and have lunch. This, however, was different. This was not coming over for a visit.
Right.
This wasn't
this is
like
coming
a
over to care.
Visit. Yeah.
Right.
And Nana was more difficult to care for than she knew. So,
I'm sure.
Yeah. So when she said, "Well, you know, we're getting the family rate, aren't we?" I did lie and said, "Yeah." I didn't answer or something, but I paid Gertrude.
I get it.
Yeah, twice as much as Nana.
Yeah, I get it. I got it. The other day I bought my husband a lift recliner. So he's like, "How much did this thing cost?" I said, I forgot.
But now he's going to know.
He knows already, but I said, "I forgot." He shot me a look.
Yeah, sure.
So, because we only have a few more minutes, and I want to get some more information in here. What was the pivotal moment in your life with Nana?
The pivotal moment was when Nana got a leg stuck. She was not sleeping very much anymore, just a few hours a night.
Yeah.
I was running an arts organization that was putting on its big 3-day 10th anniversary performance.
Wow.
Performances all over the city, the mayor coming, a big gala.
Big project, yeah.
And Nana was sleeping of just a few hours a night. We did have nurses in the daytime, but not at night. And I realized one night, I got up, I was next to her room. I'll just say it frankly, I was in the bathroom and fell asleep because I was so tired, and she stuck her leg through the hospital bed and couldn't get out. And I realized I was no longer taking good care of her.
Right.
Right, if I was letting that
happen.
So we took up the hospice. Hospice care offered a respite program.
They're fabulous.
We took it up. It was fabulous, and Nana just held on to my neck, and she screamed at my sister and said, "Just let me stay." I begged my sister. I said, "Come down. I can't do this by myself."
Right.
She's 2 hours away. She has two little babies. It was a big deal. She was there. She she's an airline pilot. She like flew down the turnpike. In the car she flew. But just to have her backing.
Yeah. And, yeah. It's
so
not
Nana
easy.
Went into hospice and they were able to care for her. They were able to help her without big sedatives or anything.
Right.
And you know, a few days later I went in, they had washed her hair. She was in a little lounge chair next to the nurse's station.
Having some looked, socialization.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like 9 days after that moment, leaving the house, she did die. But she was made, we could visit and she was made comfortable in a way that we could not anymore.
Well, Nana also passed away 3 weeks after President Obama was elected. How did she feel about that?
She used to say the whole time, how's our young man? you know, Nana's father left North Carolina because Reconstruction flipped into Jim Crow.
Wow.
And he had been a secretary to the last black man in Congress.
Wow.
Who left in 1902, George Henry White. He said, I can't be a man in the South anymore. And he brought his family up to Philadelphia following that congressman.
Wow.
Because North Carolina just shut everything down for me.
You know, Lorene, I'm going to have you on the show again another time to talk further.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm so glad we got to chat today. Where can our listeners find your book and all your information?
Lady Sitting is in everywhere. It's online. So it's everywhere. My website has that book and my others and my play, and it's just Lorene, Lorene. Cary. There's no E in Cary.
Okay.
LoreneCary.com.
Yeah, I want to read some of your other stuff too, and I want to know about that one act opera. We'll have to check further.
Yeah. That's on too. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Have a delicious day, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. Now it's time to hear from our wonderful sponsors, so don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Is the fear of falling keeping you from doing the things you love? Do you suffer from diabetic neuropathy or plantar fasciitis? VoxLife can help. Whether you're caring for someone you love or being cared for, VoxLife wearable neurotech helps your body reach its full potential. Proven to reduce symptoms of diabetic neuropathy and plantar fasciitis, VoxLife also reduces the risk of falling in adults over the age of 55 by 8 times. VoxLife is a safe, simple, drug-free solution that optimizes your neurology. The biggest breakthrough in wellness in 50 years. VoxLife offers a 30-day money-back guarantee. You can't afford not to try it. To learn more about VoxLife, go to www.voxlife.com/caregivers. That's www.voxlife.com/caregivers. They help my parents and they can help yours too.
I see trees of green,
red roses too.
I see them blue
for me and you, and I think to myself,
what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute, take a deep breath, sit down, close your eyes if possible, and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
You know, now more than ever, it's just easy to help somebody else. You know, I think this whole COVID has kept us home more, but I think it's really made us realize what's important, that community is important, that neighbors are important, that family is important, and then we can help each other. And I think this whole slowing down of this pace, I feel like we're in a new realm now, and we're getting to the next step. You know, more people are out, more people are doing things. But it's really easy to help a caregiver. Just go over and spend some time with them. Just ask them how they're doing, because many times nobody asks the caregiver how they're doing. They're always asking how's the person they're caring for. It's kind of like when somebody has a baby and they're walking around with the baby in the stroller and everybody talks to the baby, but nobody talks to the mom who's walking the stroller. Well, the people that walk the dogs, I know the name of the dogs, but not the people. So think about that. Just talk to them. Just do whatever you can do. It's really pretty simple. So we have a caller coming on the line in a few minutes, and her name is Nancy Morris, and she is the CEO of Ganem. Ganem. She and her husband, Gary Morris, invented the footwalker, the football walker in 2014. They were both retired, but they came out of retirement to establish their manufacturing company in 2017. When she first emailed me, she said to me, we are a team with a mission from God like the Blues Brothers. So is Nancy on the line yet?
Not yet. I got to find that clip, though.
Okay. So Nancy contacted me, and she'll call in a minute and tell her story. I always find it very interesting. People call me with different products and different things that come out in the market. And so many people that are so creative that just can find a solution on how to make something better. And I think Nancy is on the line right now. She's very punctual. I said call at 12:35 exactly. Hi, Nancy.
Well, hello, Linda. How are you today?
Joyful and grateful. How are you?
Great, great. I am grateful. I cannot believe within a week of finding Linda on the website that I found the gal that cares for caregivers like I do.
You never know. And I just noticed that the name of your company, so that's Gary and Nancy together, right?
Oh, yes. We're very creative.
I see that. I see that. So tell our listeners a little bit about what the Football Walker is, how it happened.
Okay. I can do that. I'm
okay.
Very passionate about this. The why is we like to say that love built the first walker. Gary had just retired in 2013, and we thought after retirement we would start traveling a bit, and one of our favorite locations to go was Danville, Kentucky, because that's where I lived before I married Gary.
Okay.
And I had made the friends with a couple named George and Peggy White, and he was 88, she was 86, and he was diagnosed with Lewy body dementia, had an essential tremor, and was going through a hip replacement, and I had not seen them in a few months. And when we went, it was a shock to see the toll that it was taking on Peggy.
Yeah.
And it just shocked us because he was the one that was sick, but the caregiving was, you know, really taking its toll. So Gary, being the creative mind that he is, he gets it honest. His dad was the same way. They both just have a creative mind. And he and I talked about it, and he said, you know, I think I'm going to try to come up with something that will help Peggy just get him up, because the strain was her lifting on him all
the time. Oh, yeah.
Get him out of bed, get him off the commode, and, you know.
Nancy, I can tell you how many times the caregiver goes down with him. They both go down.
Absolutely. And he, you know, he was difficult to get up on top of that because he had this essential tremor.
Yeah.
And he would just almost shake himself out of our arms. So anyway, we came back to Paris, Tennessee, and Gary, one of the things he looked forward to when he retired was that he could just have projects and he could just do what he wanted to do. They called him Mr. McIver at TVA, Tennessee Valley Authority, but Gary has a very good heart, and he was a fireman and an EMT and all that, you know, so he's a caring person.
Mm-hmm.
And so he thought of the top bar, the part of our walker that's called the top bar, and he would come in and we would troubleshoot and, you know, put our minds together. And one day he came in, and I looked at what he had created, and honestly, I saw it as trip hazards. And I said, honey, why don't you just put something here between the front two legs that Peggy could put her foot on and hold this thing down with her weight?
Right.
And he said, you know, I never thought of that. And so we built her one. He built her one like that. I had nothing to do with the building. He's the nuts and bolts, he likes to say. But we took it to them, and Linda, it changed their lives. She just goes on and on about how it just revolutionized her care of him. It took all the strain off of her. And we found out through going to the University of Tennessee at Martin Engineering Department and Nursing Department, we tried to introduce it to, you know, people we thought that would give us a yay or nay on it. And they told us that we had tapped into physics. And, you know, it was just one of those things that, between that encouragement of realizing we had developed something that no one else had thought of, and Peggy kept saying, you've got to protect your intellectual property.
Uh-huh.
So it took us 2.5 years, but guess what? We were the first ones that thought of it, and we not only have one patent, we have two.
Good for you.
And so, yeah. And so then we thought, well, now that we have the patents, we'll just be able to find a company that will just want this and run.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That just shows you how naive we were. But anyway, in the 2.5 years that we were waiting to get the patent, Peggy just was using the walker out in the public, and different people, her friends mainly, started seeing it and saying, where can we get one? So that we thought, well, we have to prove the product. So we took it on as a personal challenge to make and develop, and we used local people in our town to make the water jet parts and the, you know, all the parts that it took to make a professional product. I mean, the first one was made out of hardware.
Right.
you know, out of the hardware store. So anyway, that's the why and the how. And I'm telling you, the people that we have helped is what keeps us going. That
well, explain a little more clearly, because of course we're on the radio. What it does, explain it a little better.
Okay. If you can visualize a regular walker sitting in front of the patient.
Right.
And where a lot of people have difficulty is that pushing up, especially when they're older and weaker and stuff like that. And it's the same movement. The caregiver puts their hand on the opposing side of the top bar.
Right.
And the patient is in a seated position, and they pull up exactly the way they would pull up on the back of a church pew. That is the motion. And people come straight up, and they come up easy. Even people that are weak can build their muscles and get that strength set. And in so doing, the caregiver does put down the foot bar and applies one leg to the foot bar and steps back with the other foot. And that puts the caregiver in a power stance. And I'm telling you, that is an amazing thing about physics, which I can't explain. But between the pull and the pressure goes to the caregiver's foot. We have seen as much as 95 pounds of weight go to the foot, and the caregiver doesn't even realize it. It's a redistribution of the whole action of somebody pulling against. It's just an amazing thing. And we have had patients that, I'll give you an example of one. She told me that her husband was in the nursing home, and he actually had given up on getting up anymore. And she bought one and took it to him, and he was able to pull up and get out of the bed again without somebody pulling on him. We've had people that have had, like, broken legs. The only way that they could get that person up was pulling up on the pull bar of our walker or a lift. And of course, when COVID struck, that really hurt. I will tell you that.
Yeah.
We could no longer go to nursing homes and assisted living homes, and we have a manufacturing building with offices and a showroom, and we had to shut all that down. And the only way we meet people now is by appointment.
Yeah.
But it's an amazing thing to see people get up with so much comfort without the caregiver killing themselves.
Yeah, yeah. And just so a person knows, I'm going to be able to get up.
Right. Right.
You know, that's a whole bit. Because you say what happens is many times they just sit in that chair, they don't get up anymore.
Well, they give up. A lot of people just give up because they get tired of being pulled on.
I mean,
you know, with belts and things.
And who wants that?
We had another customer that he actually retired with my husband, and he learned about our product, and we took it to their home. And he had something akin to ALS. They hadn't 100% diagnosed it. But if that wasn't sad enough, his caregiver wife was going through chemotherapy for bone cancer. And so we took it to them, and she was able to sit that in front of him, and no longer, she was pulling on a gait belt or a lap belt that people pull on?
Yeah.
And he was able to stand up. And when Gary and I left, she walked us out to the front porch, and he looked back and saw him inside, and he stepped back in, and he said, "What's wrong?" And he said, "Gary," he said, "you just don't know how guilty I have felt having to depend on her to be my caregiver, but we didn't have a choice." And he said, "you have literally given us our life back."
Ugh.
And I mean, to me,
you're like, thank you, God.
I mean, it's not been a profitable thing for us in monetary by any sense.
Oh, I get
word,
it.
it's priceless every time we. Every time we think, well, we just give up, then God will send another customer and a patient that tells us and a caregiver that tells us this has made the biggest change of any device we own, be it a lift chair or whatever. they love our product.
Yeah, and that just makes you feel so good. You know, there's sometimes I'm yeah. weary between support groups and everything, and I just got to know, okay, we can do this. And we can, and then I get an email from somebody, and they say, "I read your book, or I heard your show, or whatever, and it helped me." And I go, "Okay, okay, next."
Yeah. yeah.
You know.
Well, I will say this: I think one of my biggest disappointments, other than no big Walker company wanted to run with it, was the fact that when I tried to get it covered by Medicare, it was refused on the grounds that it helped the caregiver more than the patient.
Oh, my goodness.
I thought that
goodness.
Was the most absurd thing I had ever heard of, because I can say this, and now that I know I'm preaching to the choir, if you don't help the caregiver, you have two patients.
Exactly.
And I just don't understand why that even Medicare wouldn't get behind a product no. that could keep people at home longer, that could keep from breaking down the caregiver, and really making the patient even stronger.
Yeah.
We have physical therapists that use this to exercise people. And my friend Peggy, she would get George to stand up many times a day, maybe sets of four or five times. And he had Lewy body dementia, and she took care of him at home for 4 years.
Wow.
And she never lost her health. And the only reason she did put him in the VA hospital was because of his mental being where yeah. she didn't get any rest. But she said it saved her $192,000 just in the care of
yeah.
keeping him at home. That's been
well, maybe nice. They'll change their mind in the future. But
well,
right now, can you tell our listeners where they can find the Football Walker?
Well, I will tell you that we have a website. It's www.thefootballwalker.com. And also, since you're in the Tampa area, I would like to tell you that we do have a durable medical sales group called True Medical Solutions that does go to the VA hospitals there.
Mm-hmm.
And we have walkers in James Haley and Orlando and Daytona Beach through
Yay.
The medical. So the VA will pay for one if the physical therapist or the doctors call for it.
That's
so
really good to know.
In the Tampa area, that is a definite. And so just have their
excellent
people at there at their VA hospital
okay.
about the Football Walker.
All right, Nancy, all the information will be on my website and the YouTube and everything. It was wonderful chatting with you, and let's keep in touch.
Yes, thank you so much, and I appreciate this.
God bless.
Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Let's hear from our wonderful partners. Don't go away on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today, or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears. Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
And we're off. You know what that means? It's time to get your paper and pen because we have good things to tell you. And normally, Lynn is here to tell you, but she's not here today. But we have my friends, Carol Ware McKenzie and Christine Hamacker on the line.
Hi.
Hi, girls. How are you?
Good.
Good to hear you.
So I need a little help here. Tell us all the good stuff that's going on because you girls send me so many emails, I don't know what the heck's going on.
Carol, you go first. Okay, well, for those that don't know, next week, September 21st, is National Fall Prevention Awareness Week, and that's something that we hold very dear to our heart. We know that falls are so important to talk about, discuss, and hopefully prevent.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at a major epidemic when we're talking about 66. $7 billion get spent directly and indirectly due to falls in the medical system. So it's important to look at.
Yeah.
Every 11 seconds about somebody ends up in the ER somewhere from a fall. So it's just something that we need to look at closely. So what we've decided to do this week, we're not going to let any virus stop us.
That's right.
At the Sunshine Center. We planned a whole week of activities, virtual, I might add, that will be associated with falls. So, Linda, did you have that? Do you want to show your viewers that on the Facebook, or do you want me to go through each one?
I have it, and I'll put it on Facebook, but mention them just quickly what they are.
Okay. Well, tomorrow's an exciting one, and you just have to send a quick email to register. It is a conversation, and it can be done over the phone. It's a conversation with a doctor from Dedicated Health Services, and he's going to talk about fall prevention during the COVID. So it's something just kind of looking at it a little bit different angle and something that's so important. Tuesday, we're releasing some videos. I'm going to make my debut in my famous How to Get Up from a Fall.
Oh, I know that, Cal.
So I've had to use that technique more than once, I do admit. So you can check out St. Pete Parks and Rec Facebook page.
Okay.
And you should be able to see those on Tuesday. We also did on Wednesday. We're really excited. We have Ames Production is going to be doing their documentary on Saving Claire.
Yeah, that's fabulous.
Yes, it's all about Sage's play, and I know Christine will hit that. And then Thursday, we partnered with Saving Our Seniors, and they have been doing assessments over the phone and then are giving out free fall prevention boxes.
Yeah, Kelly was on the show last week. We were talking about it.
Awesome.
That's fabulous.
Awesome. So I'm really hoping people get involved because, you know, we've been inside, we've maybe not been moving as much, we maybe not been paying attention to things, so we really need to say, okay, now's the time, and what a great week to kind of kick off some new habits with Fall Prevention Week.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Absolutely, and then on Friday, the Sunshine Center partnered with Sages, and we are releasing the video of Denying Gravity, the award-winning play about fall prevention. and that will be released online on a link. So if anybody wants to write it down, it is www.sages theater.org/watch-denying-gravity. So you'll be able to see the whole play, and we're hoping that a lot of folks in St. Pete will all watch it on the same day on Friday.
Cool.
And then in addition to that, can I tell you about our
Sure.
fundraiser?
Sure.
Okay, so SAGES has certainly, the Senior Actors Guild and Education Services Group has been affected by COVID, and we haven't been able to do some of the live events that we had planned this year.
Right.
So we have a great fundraiser right now that's on our website and on our Facebook page, and it's called Give the Gift of Theater. And basically, you get a beautiful stained glass, 8.5 by 7.5 inch sun catcher of theater masks, comedy and drama theater masks, that was handcrafted by a fan of ours.
How nice.
And then also a two wine glasses and a beautiful premium bottle of wine that's worth $100. And on top of all of that, you get 4 tickets to each of these 2 community theaters, Richie Suncoast Theater and Dunedin Showcase Theater, to see a show of your choice in 2021.
That's nice. It gives you something to look forward to, too.
Yeah, so we really hope that people will, you know, help to support what we've been doing.
I got my tickets.
Yes, you did. Thank you very much. And they're only $5 an entry or $5 for $20. So it's only this week. We're going to pull the winner on Saturday when we debut our new play.
All right, great ladies. I'll put all the information on my Facebook and my YouTube and everything. Love you guys, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. My good friends. We used to all work together at one time, the 3 of us, and Carol's been a pioneer of fall prevention forever, and then she got me and Christine involved and everything else, because Carol can be a troublemaker sometimes. No, not really. So thanks so much for tuning in today. You know how much I appreciate your time. I know it's not always easy to just sit down and listen to the whole show, but you know, you can hear the podcast. You can go to lindabrahans.com, YouTube, Apple iTunes, whatever the heck it is. Remember that God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
Close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten. Even your darkest night, you just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, oh yeah, babe, to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, keep your head together and call my name out loud now. Soon I'll be knocking on your door. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, oh yes I will see you again.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.